Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Saturday, the 2nd of January 2021. Yes, we're into the new year, folks, and happy new year to those folks who were, hadn't had New Year's when we had the show yesterday from around the world. I hope you all had a safe and happy New Year's Eve. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host this morning. And in the news this morning, we'll have a chat about the cricket with the Super Smash continuing here in New Zealand. Pakistan A took on Canterbury as well. We've had the sides named for the second test between the Black Caps and Pakistan as well. Over in the NBA, Stephen Adams returned to Oklahoma Thunder with his Pelicans for a game yesterday. We'll bring you up with upstate with all of the action, all the news from there, as well as news from the A-League as well. Kicking off with that A-League news. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Over in the A-League, and we were supposed to have a game yesterday, postponed. So no games yesterday, but two games today are scheduled. We have the Wellington Phoenix kicking off their season against Sydney FC. That is from 7:05 kickoff this evening. After that, Melbourne Victory will take on Brisbane Roar at 9:10. So obviously, we'll bring you up to speed with all of the results and action tomorrow morning on the morning sports briefing at 7 a.m. We come to you live 7 days a week. And if you can't make that, you can always watch the recording of video either on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, or also our podcast, New Zealand Sports Radio, as well. Moving on then into the basketball with the Oklahoma Thunder in a rebuilding phase, it's unsurprising that Steve Adams had a victorious return there. They really took control they won every single one of the quarters to win the game 80-113. The Thunder in the end put 13 players on the court, a large number of players there. Horford with 17 points was really the only one to put up any kind of stats. On the Pelicans side of things, Brandon Ingram led the way with 20 points, and Stephen Adams got himself a double-double with 10 rebounds and 14 points there. A good win with, again, also the Pelicans emptying their bench towards the end as well. Zion Williamson only played 17 minutes, for example, really was rested for a lot of this game once it was in the bag. So a good win there for the Pelicans against the Thunder. Pelicans are next up against the Raptors. That is tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. A lot of other action going on in the NBA. We saw the Pacers beat the Cavaliers comfortably And the Raptors will be coming off the back of a win, beating the Knicks 100-83. So two winning teams going head-to-head tomorrow at 1:30. Moving on then to the cricket. Yesterday, we saw Canterbury take on Pakistan Shaheens in a 20-20 game, or Pakistan A. Canterbury scored 169 for 5 in their 20 overs. Chamberlain led the way with 66 not out, and Lawton got 51. Interesting one that Edekar, at the top of the order, only scored one run, but was involved in a 35-run partnership with Lawton, who really took control of the strike there in that one. The wickets were shared around amongst the bowlers from Pakistan. In reply, Pakistan knocked off the runs with off 18.1 overs for the loss of just 3 wickets. Captain wicketkeeper Nazir scored 69 not out, and he was joined by Talat, who scored 53 not out, who saw them home. They came together at 55 after 5 runs, and put on that century stand to win the game. Moving on then to the Super Smash, and we had two games in the Super Smash yesterday. First up, we had the Northern Knights take on the Wellington Firebirds, and that was followed up. First it was Wellington Blaze versus Northern Spirit, and that was followed up by the Northern Knights versus the Wellington Firebirds. In that Blaze versus Spirits game, the Wellington Blaze went to Northern Spirit, which way around is it? Wellington Blaze went into bat, what am I talking about? First, scoring 139 off their 20 overs. Kerr led the way with 60 runs off 43 balls, but was run out. And with 3 run outs in that one, assuming they lost 7 wickets, there weren't that many wickets for the bowlers. So 139 off their 20 overs, giving Northern Spirit a 140 target, which they reached off exactly 20 overs, so winning on the last ball. Anderson, top score with 50 at the top of the order. And again, there were 3 runouts in their innings and they reached 140 for the loss of 5 wickets. So good win there for the Northern Spirit, as the Wellington Blaze have had a very good start to the season. Currently, the Blaze sits top of the table, and that's their first loss now. And that means that the Wellington Blaze, Northern Spirit and Auckland Hearts are all on 8 points at the top of the table, with the Northern Spirit having played one less game than the other two. Over in the men's side of the competition, and the Northern Knights went into bat first, scoring 148 off their 20 overs. Seifert at the top of the order with 46 runs off 46 balls, top scored for the Knights in that one. And all the bowlers really shared the wickets there for Wellington Firebirds. In response, it was comfortable run chase, as Allen scored 91 not out and Ravindra 41 not out to chase down the target with 4 overs to spare. Wellington Firebirds scored 152 for the loss of just 1 wicket there. That 1 wicket going to Kujalein, who was the only bowler really to have any sort of control for the Northern Knights. So Wellington Firebirds with a good win there. That sees them 3 wins from their 3 games at the top of the table in the Super Smash on 12 points. The Central Stags in second place on 8 points currently. Moving on to the Test cricket then, and Matt Henry has been called up into the side to replace Neil Wagner, who had obviously broke his toes during the last test match, but continued to bowl through. So congratulations to Matt Henry, who's the only change there for the New Zealand side in that one. Really has found it difficult to break into the test side. So congratulations to him with this one. Don't forget, you can watch this one on Spark Sport. It'll be from 11 a.m. daily. So the odds from the TAB have the Black Caps as strong favourites. And if they win this one, they will go top of the test rankings. So you can understand why that is the case. So that second test is down in Christchurch at Hagley Oval. And obviously, we'll keep you up to speed with all of the action from that test match here on New Zealand Sports Radio via the morning sports briefing at 7 a.m. every morning. Your best way to start the day up to speed with all the important sports news, which you have done now. Have a great day, folks, and Happy New Year.